Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Friday, the day we pray and reflect in our weekly rhythm that keeps us in sync as a community even when we're not together in person. We've been studying a brand new series called Epic, where we're looking at the Old Testament and trying to find Jesus in some of the big stories of the Old Testament, see how they all fit together in one big epic narrative. This week kicked it all off with the story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. There's lots to pray about coming out of this story because it does establish our brokenness, our fallenness as a human race, but it also establishes that God already had a plan from the very beginning to restore us. So we'll use our usual rhythm that goes ACTS, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, Supplication, where we'll talk to God in four particular ways. I'll suggest how you might do that, but I'll give you some time of quiet after each suggestion to pray your own prayer to God, which you can do aloud or just quietly in your own heart, and then you can do with your eyes closed or open, depending on where you are and what's safe to do. There's no one way to do it. Just so we can focus our thoughts on God, we'll have a time of silence now. We'll start with adoration. We want to let God know why we're addressing Him, who He is, and why He matters to us. So it suggests addressing your prayer to God, the Creator and Sustainer of everything, including us, who created us for a relationship with us, to be in community with us, and who didn't just build a functional world, but built a beautiful world. Now in confession, we apologize to God for the broken relationship that we have with Him, that was our doing, although we might want to blame others, and that has an impact on all other relationships in our lives, our relationship with the world around us, the environment, with our bodies, and also our relationship with one another, with other human beings. We all have that brokenness, we all have broken relationships. So confess to God what your particular broken relationships are. Say sorry. But now in Thanksgiving, let's thank God that even despite all that brokenness, the things that we have done to perpetuate it, God already had a plan. So let's give thanks for that, that God had a plan where we could lean on Him to get us out of this mess when we couldn't ourselves. Now in supplication, let's ask God to help us lean on His plan, on His power and love, instead of trying to fix everything ourselves. Ask Him to help you work on your relationship with Him first, and then let it would spill over into all the other relationships that are broken. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. This was Friday, our day for prayer and reflection. Saturday is our day for rest. Try to do nothing. And then Sunday is a day for community. And we have a new Christian community in Ajax called The Family Room, where Redeemer Church meets every second Sunday to worship together with people of all different ages in one room. We don't have one this Sunday, but the next service is the 25th. Hope you can join us there. North Ajax at the Family Room. See RedeemerAjax.ca for more info. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you Monday as we explore the story of Cain and Abel. Bye for now.